Skyrocketing food and gas prices are not the only things blowing holes in Americans' pockets this holiday weekend. There's this, too. Fireworks are a bit scarce, and prices are way up due to a major supply disruption. As Frank Morris of member station KCUR in Kansas City reports, that'll make for some unusually dark skies this year.
Teenagers stump across a big gravel parking lot after a concert near Kansas City, a little deflated. Something was missing from the 13th annual Red, White, and Boom show.
No boom!
I wanted to see a bunch of sparks in the sky, but nothing.
Yeah. Where's the boom?
Organizers were a little dissatisfied, too.
It was like, yay, and nothing. No boom.
Event coordinator Jamie Harris says several fireworks companies, including the one they've always used, let her down this year.
They just kind of pulled the fuse out of our display, basically. I didn't even get like a straight answer for the longest time on why we were getting turned away. And then I found out later that there's been a shortage.
Almost all fireworks shot in the U.S. come from China. Charlie Wald, who runs the fireworks company his grandfather started 80 years ago, says it's been quite a year there.
It was like whatever could go wrong in China went wrong this year.
In February, an enormous explosion and fire took out 20 big fireworks warehouses and a major port. Chinese officials soon closed other ports to the volatile cargo and finally stopped fireworks exports altogether this week to resume sometime after the Olympics. Labor, materials, and shipping are all way up. The dollar's down. Walt says orders are backed up, and what is available costs about 25% more this year.
It's the worst the whole industry I've seen in as long as anybody can remember. My generation, my father's generation, has just never seen anything like it before.
Now, big pyrotechnic displays, like this one Tuesday night in Kansas City, will go on as planned, with fireworks bought months ago. But hundreds of small-town celebrations are off. Matt Sutcliffe, who runs Premier Pyrotechnics, says he's had to turn away more than 700 potential customers.
The ones that hurt the most were the phone calls of congratulations, or you'd receive a letter that says, congratulations, you have been awarded the contract for this display. And we would have to tell those folks that we're going to put them on a waiting list, but it doesn't look good.
While things are rough in the display business, the picture's only a little brighter at the retail stand.
Mike Collar, I'm the president of the American Pyrotechnics Association. I'm also in my own business. I'm the president of Winkle Fireworks.
Collar says backyard-type fireworks are also up 25 to 30% this year.
Like this one right here, the El Grande. I think last year we were selling that for $45.99. Now it's $57.44.
Still, it stands across the country. Customers like Kelly Easley are buying, if a little reluctantly.
When I looked at the prices, I was kind of shocked to see, you know, consumer fireworks particularly are way out of line this year, I think. And with the economy the way it is, we're just going to, you know, be shooting less, it looks like.
If the shortages continue, and people in the industry expect that they will, Easley and everybody else who buys fireworks or sponsors shows will be getting even less bang for their buck next year. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.
And NPR's Robert Krolwich found fireworks of a different kind at a shrine celebrating Indian independence in the northern Indian city of Lucknow. You can get that story in a narrated slideshow at npr.org. Just search for the phrase, Lucknow is for lovers.